47-year-old Scott Ludlam, leader of the Minority Greens Party, says he was sorry to find that he's a dual citizen of New Zealand and Australia. Under Aussie rules, he cannot be a senator with that situation. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jefferson. We're back at it. Finally, back in the saddle again. This is Lynn Carpenter, and I'm here with my trusty cohort, Terry Raposa. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, buddy. Welcome back.
Thank you. And Mr. Bob Martin, who keeps us out of trouble legally. Well, for the most part, why we're here. Good morning, Bob.
Legally and every other which way. Yes. Yeah. Welcome back, Lynn. Good morning. And good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, Bob keeps his finger right over the button, just in case we make a mistake.
It's going to be one of those mornings, folks.
Some days it happens more often than not.
Yeah, I came in here this morning in flip-flops, and I was jumping into my pool yesterday, and I scraped my toe somehow and tore the skin right off it, and it was a mess. And
you were jumping.
Yeah, I jumped, and I was completely sober.
That was the problem.
But I rectified that mistake within a couple hours after hurting my toe.
Fix that sober thing? All right, so we're going to be talking about all kinds of good stuff here this morning. But before we get started, I wanted to send out a thank you to everyone who sent out well wishes to my family and I. My mom passed a week ago Friday, and I got to go spend the last week with her and her life till the very last moment. So I just want to thank everybody and truly appreciate every message that was sent our direction. Thank you. All right, let's get
started. All of us here at KCNR are sorry for your loss, Wynn.
And thank you, Bob. All right, let's get this party started.
Well, at 3276 Bocelli Lane, yeah, tomorrow night at 5:30, we will have our Jefferson meeting.
Another party.
Another, yes. And it should be good. We want to talk a little bit about the run for representation, mm-hmm, which our good friend Hervé is going to be doing, 500 miles.
Literally running.
Literally running.
Literally running.
And he's going to land here in Shasta County on August the 5th. We're not really sure what time, but we're looking for a staging area right now. Right. And tomorrow night we will be setting up that committee to do the things that we need to do to make him very welcome and to make the event something to people will really remember and have a lot of fun with.
Good, good.
Also, we're going to be showing the John Adams, it's actually the second chapter in the John Adams series about the Declaration of Independence. It is fantastic. If you haven't seen that, it is absolutely amazing. So well done.
That miniseries is awesome.
It's incredible.
It's awesome, yeah.
And the thing that's so great about that is that those folks, we talk about a line in the sand. Do you have a line in the sand? I'm telling
yes,
you.
Yes, I did.
You know, this was putting it all on the line, and it's so well done. I mean, it's just exceptional. But really and truly, if you want to know what secession was really like, well, you're going to see it.
Yep.
So that's tomorrow night, and that'll be at 6 o'clock. And then we're going to discuss that. We're going to talk about our line in the sand. We're going to talk about where we're going and what action we have going on here. But with that, I think we kind of want to get into a little bit about what our great governor is doing. And, Bob, you've got something that you're going to key up for us, right, buddy?
It's ready to go, yes.
Okay, what
great,
this is.
Oh, wait. Great governor. Great governor.
Yeah, great. Oh, great. He's such a great guy. He's a brilliant man. You'll see that he's got total control of all his faculties mentally after you hear this. This is on all YouTube. Right. You can actually look at this, too, folks, but you're going to be amazed. This is your governor speaking about climate change to a group of people with Mr. DeLeon standing next to him, mostly young people. Here it goes, Brown's rant.
I'm going to be dead. It's for you. It's for you, and it's damn real.
Drama at the state capitol today, where Governor Brown is urging immediate action on climate change.
When I look out here, a lot of you people are going to be alive, and you're going to be alive in a horrible situation that you're going to see mass migrations, vector diseases, forest fires, Southern California burning up. That's real, guys. That's what the scientists of the world are saying.
Brown warned we'll see more icebergs breaking from Antarctica and more raging wildfires unless lawmakers approve an extension of the so-called cap-and-trade program until 2030.
Pacific Gas and Electric Company, enthusiastic support for protecting our customers.
Utilities and businesses on board with the plan that puts a cap on carbon emissions and punishes polluters with extra fees if they don't comply. But Republicans point to a government report showing consumers paying higher prices at the pump under the program.
Gas taxes could go up to 73 cents a gallon based on the Legislative Analyst Office report. That can translate up to $1,200 a year.
But Brown warned lawmakers if they don't take action, his Air Resources Board will enforce new regulations at an even higher cost.
They'll be 3 to 5 times more expensive and will show up in gasoline prices, food prices, and the effect on various industries.
Brown's efforts have divided the environmental community, with some supportive, but others contend the oil companies are getting a big tax break.
They're getting rewarded for that extra pollution. That is cheaper and dirtier oil.
Ah, that's it.
Wow.
You like that, Wen?
Oh, yeah. Love it.
I know we're going to have forest fires and everything's going to burn up. The Antarctica is going to melt and everything's going to happen here. And we're going to stop it here in California while China pollutes the heck out of the world.
Yeah, no.
How does that work? Well, the real deal is...
I don't think our governor is clear on what's causing the mass migration from California.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't even address it.
I mean, the rationale... I mean, this is damn real. That was his quote. Yes. I mean, the rationale that this man has is just, it's gone.
And he's threatening, and the this is a video, an audio video. There were people, young people, sitting in that crowd in the Capitol. Young people that probably first-time voters, you know, maybe they voted twice so far, maybe. So they're young. They really don't have the life experience to understand really what he's doing and haven't had to pay for life experience, you know, taxes in every format, all the other garbage that comes with that, that, you know, anybody say, and not to be negative in any way, but people that are older that have had to deal with this, he's scaring the hell out of them or attempting to scare the hell out of them. And by looking at some of their faces, they're wondering what the hell is going on. So it makes you wonder, you know, is he truly influencing them or is he just trying to put the scare in them? Who knows?
Well, what he's doing here is he wants to get cap and trade passed because
that's right.
You know, because it runs out on 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that he's done is he's offered the fire tax up. in repealing that.
Yeah.
That's been one of the things he wants to do as sort of an olive branch to the Republicans, saying, okay, we'll take back the fire tax. We won't do that, or fire fee.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys give us a vote, because he needs two-thirds. So if you guys give us some votes on this deal here, then we can increase what we're doing, and we can keep cap and trade to 2030.
There you go. And he even says, you know, in the video that where he's not going to be alive long enough to enjoy it, but then others will. I mean, there were several different videos of this, and this is the more general one. It showed a lot of stuff on it, but the one that I saw that was this same video, but it was edited differently. It showed him saying that, well, I'm not going to live long enough to see this, but you certainly will. You know, he's saying that to that young crowd. It's like, really?
Yeah, and he's so irrational at that point. He's saying, yeah. Well, you know, I could live 5 years longer, maybe 10 years longer, maybe 15, maybe 20 years longer.
Who knows?
Who knows? But I'll be dead. Well, okay.
See ya. Yeah.
Did you have somebody there on the line there, Bob?
Yes, it's Mark Baird.
Okay. Let's pop him on here, buddy.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Well, I was listening to your first bit, and I thought it was kind of funny. It reminds me of this book that was compulsory reading in elementary school. It is Chicken Little, The Sky is Falling.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
Yeah, icebergs are going to break off from Antarctica. Where did he get that story? Well, an iceberg, I think, just broke off from Antarctica. And more are going to break off. And forest fires are going to get worse. And what haven't I thought of? Yes. Southern California is going to burn up if you don't pay these taxes. And by the way, if the democratically elected representatives in Sacramento, that bunch of crooks and liars, if they don't pass more taxes, I will just impose them through the Air Resources Board, and I guarantee you it's going to cost you more at the pump and more at the grocery store, and I know you've got a nickel left in your jeans, Mr. and Mrs. Californians, and I'm going to find it, and I'm going to get it from you. So I'll let the legislator do it, but if they don't do it, I'm going to do it myself. God, that guy sounds more and more like Fidel Castro every day.
Yeah,
yes, he does.
He's a piece of work, and of course, he even says in that video, he said that everything will be 3 to 5 times higher. By the way, the person who's talking about the high gas taxes is Senator Gaines.
Yes,
and our you know, Senator
illustrious Senator who?
Tim who?
Yeah,
is it Tim?
Yeah, and it's all coming from Jerry. Save the environment. Use taxpayers' money to prospect for oil on his family ranch. Brown, is that the guy that's that wants higher gas taxes?
Yeah,
that's the guy.
Save the environment guy that takes a private jet to Paris to talk about climate change. That fella.
Yeah, the same guy that's trying to find gas and oil on his property in Colusa County, and probably without permits. That would be my guess. I'm assuming that.
Well, I didn't even think he can get permits. He used government employees. I don't see how you do that. I know Mark had a Mark and I were talking about the other day. Mark, you might want to share that about your thoughts on the government employees. That I guess anybody can do that. Is that what they're saying? Anybody can have government employees?
You know, the state office that supplied the employees to do the prospecting, and Brown says, oh, no, that wasn't illegal. Anybody can do that. Well, a couple of us called them up, and I said, hey, I want you to prospect for oil on my ranch, too, and at taxpayers' expense. Well, no, we don't do that. And I said, well, the governor says you do. You did it at his ranch. You know, why won't you do it at my ranch, too? He said it was legal, and he said anybody in California can have that.
Interesting.
So who's the liar, the guy that runs the agency or the governor who stole the money? I remember the governor of Alaska got caught using state employees to, like, fix up the outside of his house. They were painting a fence or doing something.
Yeah.
They ran him out of town on a rail.
Yes, they did.
But Jerry Brown, because we have a crooked society with a crooked government and a liar and a crook as the attorney general, Bacara, who's supposed to be the highest law enforcement officer in California, not going to prosecute him. Just like Alex Padilla, the highest voter integrity official in the state of California, is not going to prosecute voter fraud, which I can prove.
Well, there's a couple of things. We're going to have to take a break here in a second, but there's a couple of things I'd like you to address, if you would, after the break. Can you stay on with us, Kemosabe?
Yeah, I can. If I get called, if they gas up the trash truck and I get called to have to go remove refuse from the side of the road, I'm going to have to go, but otherwise I can stay.
Okay, well, this is a couple of things I want you to think about while we take a break. The letter that you wrote, which was amazing, talking about how the governor violated Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 by signing an agreement with a foreign power, And also, I'd like you to comment on him breaking the California Constitution, which Article 3, Section 1 states that California is an inseparable part of the United States, and also how he, Article 20, Section 3, Governor Brown violated his oath of office to the California Constitution because he didn't uphold actually either one of them. But I also would like you to comment on what Brown said in his statement about that President Trump does not represent the American people, and he set up this summit with China. So we're going to take a quick break here, my good friend, and then when we come back, I'd like to hear your thoughts on those things.
Okay.
Perfect. And one of our chatters on the chat room said, Jerry has one too many birds on the antenna. I agree with you, Boonerat. That's awesome.
Well, with that, it looks like
we're going to go to our first break.
Mm-hmm. And time has come.
For 51.
Hey, CA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill that we have to pay? It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us. You serve L.A. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind. You don't know us. You have no clue. Still you tell us what to do. We don't know you or what you face. It's time to start a brand new state. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
The Cascade Theater in First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
There's an older animal at Haven Humane who lost his loving home just waiting for you to come rescue him. PALS Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion, and right now Blindsided is making a donation to this fund with every window covering order. Donations to this fund continue to provide homes for these older pets and honor the memory of this amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 10 years ago.
For window coverings, contact Blindsided today at 945-3969.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
going our own way. We are doing it our own way. We're going our own way. And we're following the Constitution, the federal Constitution. That's what we're doing. That's our rule book. That's the playbook.
It is. It looks like Jerry Brown's gone his own way.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's gone his own way because he just breaks the law left and right, and there's no... There doesn't seem to be any ramification or any consequences for his illegal activities.
His neurons are going ding.
Yep.
Ding.
Yep.
Ding. And then there's a little blue cloud. A little blue cloud. It must be fun to be psychedelic all the time.
Kimasabi, what do you think, buddy?
What up this morning besides taxes and everything else?
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
But hey, the Ninth Circuit just delivered a decision to halt the 30-round magazine ban. That was kind of interesting because even the Ninth Circuit judge said you can't take people's property without due process, for one, and you can't instantly turn millions of Californians into criminals. So even the Ninth Circuit gets one right once in a while. And I'm kind of curious whether the state will appeal that to the United States Supreme Court, because I guarantee you they wouldn't take that case.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about Brown and his craziness, but, you know, in the statement that he said that President Trump just doesn't represent the American people, then he sets up his own summit. I mean, I wonder how much longer the federal government is going to put up with this, the administration. I wonder how much longer they're going to put up with this guy.
Well, I'm just curious. I mean, you know, even when Barry was president, how would it have worked if 10, 20 states would have said, oh, you don't represent me, and I'm just going to go cut my own deal with the Chinese? You know, I mean, how would this country function if Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution all of a sudden didn't apply? So what Jerry's pretending is that there is no Constitution. He is the governor of California, the once the third largest, now the ninth largest economy in the world. So we're already climbing down that ladder of success. But how would it work if all the states said the president of the United States doesn't represent this state in foreign policy, and we're going to cut our own deal with Venezuela? Or we're going to cut our own deal with Cuba, or we're going to cut our own deal with China on trade, on defense, on whatever. How would it work? And why is it, I ask you, that the United States Justice Department, the Justice Department of the state of California, or heck of any place else, doesn't say, hold on a minute, Governor, that's not legal. Why is it that none of these people have the backbone to stand up for what's right? And Jerry sounds more unhinged every day.
Oh,
gosh,
man.
That rant that Bob played, I just kind of wonder, and that guy must be smoking some of the pot he wants to legalize. But, you know, how does this work when the Constitution of the United States means nothing toward the several states, and any state that wants to can say, well, the president doesn't represent me, I'm going to go cut my own deal?
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
You know,
it's kind of scary, really, because I can't remember a time in my life, and admittedly, I'm still pretty young, I've had a pretty short life, but I can't remember a time in my life when any governor of any state said, the United States doesn't represent me. Now, once my son came in and asked me what I was doing the day Lincoln got shot, I told him I think I was mowing the lawn, but that was the last time when a state governor said, the United States doesn't represent us. Now, that was the last time that happened, and we all know the result of that. But nowadays, it seems like if the mono party doesn't like the person in Washington, D.C., they feel empowered to simply say, well, the federal government doesn't represent my state, and we're going to do whatever the hell we want in spite of the wishes of the government.
Scary as all get out, isn't it?
Well, it's scary, but what's even scarier is the people of California don't seem to care. You don't hear any hue and cry. You don't hear anybody saying anything about it. There are no attorneys that are taking notice of this. There's no legal action pending. There's no nothing. Just, Jerry has spoken, and we must all pipe the tune. And I wonder, do people in this state have a line in the sand? Is there a point in the malfeasance of this government where Californians will say, hey, enough's enough?
Yeah, there's got to come that. Well, we've got Jimmy on the line, Mark. Jimmy, you've got two questions. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, pretty good. I'll make it quick. if this court case doesn't go through, could we do it again? That's my first question. And I know the question is going to be yes to this next one, but I want to hear from you guys. Are all the things Jerry Brown and company done that are illegal going to be brought up in court? And it appears to me that if that is brought up in court, how could they say no to what we want. So anyways, those are my few questions, and I'll take my answer off here.
All right, buddy.
Jimmy was cutting out. I didn't hear part of that, so if you guys could repeat the question, that'd be a help.
Yeah, the first question is, if the court case doesn't go through, then basically, you know, where do we go from there? And the second one is that if all the stuff that Brown's done that's illegal and all that good stuff, all the stuff that has gone on here, including everything we've talked about this morning and all these different weeks, is that going to be brought up in court by our people?
Well, I think it's certainly ancillary to the issue. The issue is we don't have representation. The things that Brown is doing is simply proving the fact that we don't, the fact that he speaks with impunity and doesn't care what people think or want or do or what, you know, what happens to the 40% of the landmass of the state is all certainly evidentiary proof that our conclusion is correct. We don't have representation. And it's funny, even the state's attorney that was appointed by the crook in charge of the attorney general's office, he has not made the point that, oh, we have plenty of representation. He's never said that in any of his answering motions. So I think that the case will be resolved in our favor. Where do we go if it isn't? That's a good thought. The answer to that question is we have to go somewhere. I don't really like to talk about where that might lead us because we don't know. A lot of it depends on what the result is and how the result comes down and what the impact of the result is. In other words, what if we have a partial victory but not a complete victory? What if we have a total victory? What if the suit is dismissed out of hand? Can we afford to appeal? There's so many there are just so many options there that to speculate on them just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
we can create a scenario. What if our case is rejected out of hand, and what do the people of Northern California do to regain representation? And that's something I think we need to be talking about. And well, personally, what I favor is we really have a concerted effort, and we all band together, and we get rid of at least two or three of the people who claim to represent us but don't, and put our people in their chairs, and then we start a feces storm in Sacramento that is never-ending until the dynamic changes. I think that would be a good start. And at the same time, concurrently, we should make other plans.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that Jimmy was wanted to know, and I you did answer it, and that is that would we try it again? And you just said, yeah, if we could afford to appeal, we would. That's if the case is dismissed initially. And I don't see it, but, you know, stranger things have happened. But I think you make a good point. I mean, we really have to come down on the side of this by saying, you know what, really and truly, our governor – that's the main thing. Everything he's doing is so seditious. It's seditious. It's not treason. It is treason. You know, there's all different kinds of opinions on that. But, you know, gosh, when you go ahead and you make a treaty, you sign an agreement with a foreign government, a communist government, that, you know, you are on the edge of war with all the time. I mean, good grief. Mr. Sessions, where are you?
Well, I have to say it's not treason, and you know, one thing we have to do here constantly, Terry, and you guys know that, we have to be very careful to always tell the absolute truth and always take the high road. Governor Brown's activities are not treason. Treason is a very narrow legal definition. It has to occur during time of war. There have to be at least three eyewitnesses. It has to provide material aid to the enemy in time of war, blah, blah, blah. So what Governor Brown is doing is definitely not treason.
So would you say seditious?
Is it an insurrection? Well,
yes.
There might be a case there. Is it stupid? Most certainly. Is it contrary to the best interests of the people of California to want us to pay higher and higher and higher taxes in order to fund Chinese air pollution efforts? That's pretty stupid. In addition to that, though, I just want people to understand what carbon taxes are. Almost all products are derived in some way through carbon. They either pass through a transportation industry that uses carbon, or they're directly a result of carbon, or they're made of carbon. Carbon taxes target the people who can least afford to pay them.
Do you think rich people care how much gas costs? Do you think they care how much a car costs? Do you think they care how much food costs? I mean, Barbara Streisand probably has 10 washing machines in her house. You know, so they don't care. But do you care when you make $300 or $400 a week and all of a sudden you're paying 15% more in taxes and energy costs than you were before? Is that taking food out of your kid's mouth? Is that taking money out of your savings account? And if it is, are you careful about how you vote? And that's the message we need to send to the Southerners, because they're the ones that vote for these idiots primarily. I mean, look, the city of Los Angeles alone can elect a governor of California. That's how few votes it takes to elect a governor. The Service Employees Union, CalPERS, and CalSTRS elect the governor every year, every time he's elected. They own this state. They own you. They own your children's future. The message has to go out to people who don't vote thoughtfully that these carbon taxes are targeting them.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think there are still, even if our court case is rejected, and I have to tell you, I just talked to the attorneys last night for hours. They are revising the complaint. This complaint, we're adding plaintiffs to the complaint. This complaint is getting better and better and better every time I read it. You know, they're adding causes of action. They're adding legal case law to it. It's almost getting too long again. We have to pare it down. So I can't imagine the case will be rejected. I just can't. But if it is, we need a strategy. And I think that strategy, in order to do it in the legal, moral, and ethical way, has to involve replacing some of the idiots that claim to represent us with people who genuinely represent the interests of the electorate. And we need to start a storm in Sacramento that will be a never-ending source of annoyance until they let us go.
Right. Well, so where do we go from here? I mean, for the general public, then, you know, the listener out there, where do we go from here?
Well, here we have a plan, and it's working. And we're winning, by the way. You know, I talk to people every single day. I talked to Lou Manor from Palouse yesterday. You know, we're doing the right stuff, folks. What we need to do is we need to keep turning up the heat, keep turning up the pressure. Ask your representatives the tough questions. Ask them why they support this buffoon. Ask them why they don't do more to put him up for articles of impeachment or have him prosecuted for stealing state money and using state employees to do private work on his land. You know, let's start getting people to call legislators and to give them a hot foot for failing to represent the electorate. Turn up the heat.
You're
and
right.
Keep going into the lawsuit, because our first court hearing is coming up. Also, we want to pack that room. We need at least, probably 150 or 200 people to show up for the first hearing. That sends a message to the judge. In other words, those are the action items that we can take, and those are the actions we should be taking now preparatory to the case.
Right, right.
Well, my friend, with that, it looks like we got to head off to another break. Can you stay with us, Mark?
Yeah, I can, maybe for one more break.
Okay,
the truck that I collect garbage on is almost full of fuel, and I'm going to have to go pick the trash can pretty soon.
All right, buddy. So you got your orange suit on?
I do. I have the orange suit on, but I wear the blue rubber gloves that go clear up to the elbows, because you never know what you're going to find in these cans. Especially, you know, when you pick up trash in Sacramento, you never know what's going to be in that trash can.
Right. You have to handle it with
never,
care.
And it's never good.
Have your mask on and your goggles on and everything else so you don't get hurt.
Oh, boy. Yes.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment.
Well, time has come.
For 51.
Make my final stand. When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant. Or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None were level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
Back on
the air. Okie doke.
What you got, Terry?
Well, first of all, we'd like to talk about our sponsor, Signsations. You know, what a great place. What great people. They're a local one-stop sign shop, and they also are on the board of We Back the Blue. They're actually the directors of it. You know, just people who are involved in the community. They offer military, school, nonprofit discounts. They do vehicle wraps, banners, car decals, event tents, business cards. If you can print it, they can do it. Great people. Scott and Terry Welch have been providing this quality of service, and these prices are great that they have. They really, I've always found them to be extremely reasonable, but the quality of the work is really, really what you pay for when you're getting something printed up. You really want to have great quality, which is what they do, and for 15 years they've been doing it. Now, they're not the biggest sign shop, but they are the best. Erica Nelson is their office manager. She's also the co-chair of the board of directors of We Back the Blue. And I'll tell you what, when you need something done, Erica is on it. And so all your signs, all your wraps, all your events, all your business cards, Signsations. 223-9456, 223-9456, and they're located at 2550 Alfredo Way in Redding.
Just don't ask her, baby, what's your sign?
What's your sign?
Neon. A neon sign.
Neon, there you go. Stop.
Kimasabi.
Yes. What are you guys doing?
Well, are you down in the trash can digging stuff out of there?
He's dumpster diving.
Yeah. Watch the needles, man.
We're doing pickups on J Street leading up to the Capitol. Man, you wouldn't believe what the beautiful people throw away every day.
Anything incriminating? More incriminating than normal?
Well, rule of law, they throw that away every day.
Well, that's true.
Isn't that the truth?
Gonna have to save that stuff.
The hard-earned money of the people of California, they're throwing that away as fast as they can get it.
Yep.
You know, it'd be even the governor has broken his oath to the California Constitution, the United States Constitution. He's broken the law, and we always talk about that. But what are the consequences? What are the consequences for breaking your oath? As a governor, as a public official, what are the consequences of doing that? I mean, you know.
Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution is very interesting because it says that we're guaranteed in the several states a Republican form of government. And that was to address the issue, you know, once when the Constitution was ratified by the original 13, you know, they recognized that more states would be added along the way. And together with the Equal Footing Doctrine, you know, which says that all states that enter the Union enter with equal sovereignty to the original 13, the Article 4, Section 4 guaranteed new states that there wouldn't be tyrannical government, that they'd have to have a Republican form of government. But interestingly enough, the founders thought that the remedy for lack of Article 4, Section 4 protection would have to be legislative. In other words, you can't address the lack of a Republican form of government in court. It has to be addressed by Congress. So one of the things in the lawsuit we're challenging is how that lack of representation is addressed. And what we're going to do is try to force a legislative remedy for a judicial settlement. That's one way we've chosen to do it. But Congress could step in, and according to the Republican Party, they have majorities in all the houses. They have the White House under control. So, quite frankly, they're perfectly able to step in and create a legislative remedy to lack of Republican government in California. Why don't they do it? I mean, why don't the people we elect actually represent us? That's a question everybody has to ask. And, you know, you're putting the X in the box. Or are you voting for a guy that's not capable of taking care of the people's business? If so, why? Why are you doing that? Why aren't more people running for office that have the stones to actually stand up for the people they've sworn to represent? Those are all questions we should all be asking ourselves, because I got to say, this went wrong because we weren't paying attention. This is no one's fault. If you want to know whose fault this is, go in the bathroom and look in the mirror. This is our own fault. And we are the only ones that can fix it. Article 2, Section 1 of the California Constitution says all just power derives from the people. We have the power. All we have to do is use it.
Well, that's true. And the Representation Equality Act put forth by James Gallagher is our representative's answer to this particular problem of lack of representation. All they do is they, as you know, they move the 40 senators around to 8 different regions, so we still have one senator for a million people. And the other thing that it does is it basically gives Los Angeles County still five senators, whereas we would be linked in, that meaning Shasta County, Siskiyou, virtually all the counties in Jefferson would be all linked in together, and they would still only have five state senators. So I don't know.
Well, yeah, because it doesn't change the ratio of senators,
yeah.
and it can't. Constitutionally, that's already set. We're capped at 40 and 80. That's what we're challenging in court. So what will happen is the Senate districts of Northern California will become even larger and larger because we'll have supposedly five senators for our, quote, neighborhood. Los Angeles will have five for its neighborhood alone. That's the bone they threw some of the other Democrats to get them to vote for it, but it's quite frankly, it's not going to change anything, for one. And for two, why would a county that has fully control of one-third of California State Senate, why would they vote to have less control? I just can't imagine how the guys that put that together think that this is going to even make it out of committee.
Yeah, you know, it does have a bill number now, by the way. It does have one. And, you know, I'm with you. I mean, there's no way in the world. Here's the deal. The deal is when you have your head in the tiger's mouth, there's no time for negotiation. And that's where we are with our representatives. And with that, Round Mountain Bob, what you got, buddy?
Yeah, you bet, fellas. You know, you're talking about how come we cannot get people to stand up for what we vote for, what they run for. I've been voting since I've been old enough to vote, and I'm 73 now. and good people that run for office either cannot get elected because they're not big enough crooks, or if they get in office and they are very straight, they get threatened very much about their life. So they either become a crook or, you know, this is what we end up with. So it's not always who we vote for. It's the pressure above them of what they can carry out or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I see what Bob's saying, and, sure. And I'm not targeting everyone that votes, obviously. I mean, some people vote very carefully, and you only have the choice you have. But what I'm saying is people are the ultimate power. We're the ones that elect these guys. You know, if we don't like what we're getting, then we need to do something different. And that, I think, is what I'm saying, basically. But, no, obviously, there are a lot of people that vote carefully, and there are a lot of politicians that start out with good intentions and end up being liars and cheats. That's just human nature. But one thing the Constitution is supposed to protect us against is human nature. That's the point of the inalienable rights, that the majority can never take rights away from the minority. But we do need to change direction, at least in the North State, and we need to elect people that will resist the machine, that will resist the money and the lure of power, and actually represent the people who elect them. And we don't have any of those guys right now.
Well, there's actually two problems.
Our plan B should be to change that dynamic as quickly as we can.
But well, there is two problems though. See, one of the problems is that a lot of the people that get elected or that are brought through the ranks, James Gallagher is a good example, that are brought through the ranks and sort of trained and moved ahead in the Republican Party in California. A lot of it's by design. That's one thing. The other thing is too is that the Republican Party will only give money to the incumbent. They only support the incumbent. So there's no way in the world that if you're running against the incumbent, you're going to get the endorsement of the Republican Party. They'll always stay with the
exactly
incumbent.
Exactly what we're addressing in the lawsuit.
Right.
The districts are so big that third parties, independents, have no chance of winning an election. That's what we're addressing in the lawsuit, exactly. And if we prevail, that dynamic will change immediately.
Yep. Yeah, Bob, you had something?
Yeah. The only way we're going to be able to get people that see our way in office, we have to come up with millions of dollars to back them. Not a million. I mean $20, $30, $40 million to back them, to get them in office, to get people to vote for our kind of candidate. Because if you don't have it, you're not going to get them in office.
Well, Bob, that's exactly why we're suing the state. Because
right.
It costs millions to win a state-level election. That shouldn't be the case. And in smaller districts where a state senator would only represent 10,000 people or, say, 15,000 or 5,000, that wouldn't be the case. It would be very cheap to get rid of a crook because all you'd have to do is get your community together and put up a better candidate. That's what they do in New Hampshire. They have an average of about 3,700 people per representative.
And
so
there's
a political campaign in New Hampshire costs $1,000. And that same political campaign in California costs $1 million. That's why you never get rid of a crook.
And there's
regular people don't have that kind of money.
Right.
That's why we're suing the state.
Right. And there's people like Bob Williams, who's a good man, and people like Gary Bradford and people like that that are...
They can't get elected.
They can't, well...
They have the money at stake.
Not only that, but if they're being brought up and kind of brought through the ranks with the Republican Party in California, they're committed to working within the system we have right now, within the framework we have right now in the Republican Party, which I would submit to you, Mark, you've hit the nail on the head. The Republican Party
guys,
in California...
I got to run. I've got to get to work, but it was good talking to you, and I will check in with you when I get done.
Keep your gloves on.
Keep your gloves on, Mark.
Yeah,
be careful.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, Bob, quick question for you. I've still got you on the line. You're still there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what did you see on the news on the East Coast regarding Jefferson?
Well, what I saw on the news, it was just a little bit, but what they would come up with is, look at what California's doing. Here there is a part of California trying to become a better system, and they're getting hammered. And I wouldn't say nothing, but this wasn't only on Fox. It was because back east, they don't, a lot of people don't listen to Fox. They listen to MSNBC, CBS, all these other stations. But yet they mention it there. How come here in our state, you very seldom, if ever, hear it?
They're all
just squashed here in California.
Yeah, they're all bought and paid for by the criminals that are running the state. So what do we do? I mean, our hands are tied, short of doing what we're doing at this very moment, being on the radio, that we pay for to make happen, to get the word out to all the people that are listening.
And the phone calls.
And the phone calls, yes.
Yeah.
And the messenger.
Well, there's a thing right now. Trump has a page on the Internet, and you could go put in all things. You could write letters to him and everything else. And I'll tell you, I think people got to get together and start writing direct to him, because anybody else, if they see it, I think they just file it. I don't care if it's who it is, Ryan, any of them. They see that, they don't want nothing done, they just throw it in the trash. And I think we got to start writing everything direct to President Trump.
Well, Bob, start the campaign.
There you go, buddy. That's your new lot in life.
You know how it is with our group. Anytime somebody comes up with a wonderful
idea.
Well,
I brought it up last week. I let Sally know. So I was hoping it would be brought out at one of our meetings that we could do this and stuff. So anyway, I'll bring stuff Monday night that I have, what we can do and stuff. So we'll give this a shot.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Sounds good, buddy.
Sounds good, Bob.
All right. Catch you later. Have a good one. Thank you for everything.
Keep your powder dry.
Thank you, Bob. All right. Lots of good information going on here. And lots of good information on the chat room. People are asking questions and whatnot, trying to make sure that we address those as quickly as we can. And as you're listening and you're on the chat room, just remember you got to be a little patient, because we can't hurry all the conversation that goes here. We have to do it as we can. So thank you for all your information, and we truly appreciate it. We're doing our best to make it happen. Anything else, Terry?
Yeah, I think that, you know, as we look at some of the people that we have now in office, you know, Brian Daly, Jim Nielsen, people like that, Brian has tried to reach his hand across the aisle, you know, and again, you know, you've got the tiger there. You're sticking your head in the tiger's mouth. You know, you don't negotiate with the tiger when your head's in his mouth, because there's no reason for them to negotiate. There's, you know, the Democrats are working from a position, as Mark said, especially in the Los Angeles area. Why would they ever want to give up any senators? Why would they want to give up any power? Why would they ever want to do that? Well, the answer is they wouldn't want to do it. And the Republican Party, the reason I brought up the process that they use about giving the incumbent money and backing the incumbent and supporting the incumbent, is, again, their particular structure that they have in California is something the Republicans like,
you know,
rather than somebody with a fresh idea. Well, no, it's going to be the incumbent. And really and truly, it's just gotten out of hand.
All right. Now, keep in mind, too, we have the run for representation that's going to be happening fairly soon. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. And Sally will be posting that on Facebook. So if you get something from Rally Sally, you know it's legitimate. So keep on posting and getting connected with her on that information. And then also, we still need donations to the cause for paying for the court costs. Please donate when you can, as much as you can, and, you know, do it often. Do it early and often, as they used to say. And you can mail checks and money orders to P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro, 96073. And then you can also donate through PayPal. And you can donate through the GoFundMe account. The best thing to do is to go to soj51.net, get educated on that website, and those links are on there, and that mailing address is on there as well, for sending checks and money order and what cash, whatever you want to do. But we still need donations, because it's going to be a battle, and we need everybody to give as much as they can, as often as they can, so that we can keep this going.
And we need to make sure, folks, that when you're listening to this program, you know it streams. You know it's podcasted. You know it's archived. Make sure you get the word out, especially to the new people. Time has come.
We're 51. Got a revolution. Got a revolution. All you need to be is the people I need. Got a revolution. Got a revolution.
KCNR Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The Senate's top Republican has delayed a vote on the health care bill.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had scheduled an initial vote on the bill on Tuesday, but Arizona Senator John McCain can't be there due to surgery to remove a blood clot above his eye. Due to the slim majority Republicans hold in the Senate, every GOP vote counts in order to keep the bill in play, and the loss of McCain's vote would add to the already established no votes from Republicans Rand Paul of Kentucky and Susan Collins of Maine. Topping that, many other GOP senators have expressed concerns about the bill. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
French President Emmanuel